So my first question to you, Sarah, 61603, 61604, and 61605 are the residents you're really looking for these discussions. Why those zip codes in particular?
So those are the zip codes in Peoria that basically house our most vulnerable population. Those are where the median income is the lowest. There's a lot of homelessness in that area as well, and we're basically specifically targeting the most vulnerable populations in Peoria to try to help them get healthy and get better access to health care.
Low-income areas, probably have a lot of elderly people in those areas as well.
A lot of elderly people, a lot of persons of color.
Okay. And you specifically mentioned in the news release three different types of health discussions that will be had. I mean, besides the general health care discussions that will be had, you talk about cervical cancer, colorectal cancer, and mental health. And why those topics?
So these were identified basically through a series of conversations with the public health department. So as you may know, they do needs assessments every few years in Peoria to determine the top issues. And based on some of the issues that they saw as being top priorities, as well as issues that this collaborative thought we could address, we decided on those topics.
Who will actually be leading these discussions?
So the discussions are led by Dean Ayer, Meenakshi Ayer of the University of Illinois College of Medicine at Peoria. But it really is a collaborative effort. So heads of OSF, Unity Point, the health department, and these other organizations are all involved and participate actively in the discussions.
Has this sort of grassroots effort to get the word out about this stuff ever been done before? Has this ever been done with voluntary participants and the series of discussions? Has this ever been done locally before?
Not that I'm aware of, but I will be honest, I'm a newcomer to Peoria.
Oh.
So it is possible that previously someone has tried to do this, but not that I'm aware of. This will also sort of help in enhance the needs assessment that the public health department is ramping up to do now. They usually do survey data and get data from hospitals and the healthcare system, but having really this qualitative data from people, from local residents, will enhance what we know about health in our community and what resources are really lacking.
Is there a limited number of openings for each discussion?
Yes, we are limiting that to 10 participants per discussion.
Okay.
So that everybody would have a chance to express their opinion and tell us their story.
And I would imagine that you can only do one discussion. You can't participate in all of them.
Correct.
And I see that there's a gift card attached. So what kind of gift card are we talking here?
So this is a $30 Walmart gift card.
Very nice. Very nice. And to your knowledge, I know that you say you're a newcomer to Peoria, so you don't know if this has ever actually been done here. You don't think it has, but you're not sure. Do you know if this has been done in other communities?
I'm not sure that this particular kind of coming together of healthcare systems and other organizations has been done, but certainly focus groups, these community conversations, are something that's commonly done throughout the country to really get personal input.
And if this goes well, this might become a regular thing, I'd have to imagine.
Yeah, so our hope is basically once we have the input and understand really what the problems are in our area, we're going to apply for funding to bring money into the area to actually make changes that are effective. And of course, we'll be monitoring these processes to ensure that whatever we're implementing is going well, or if it's not, you know, what can we do to change it along the way? Because the goal is really to create health equity in the city of Peoria, city and county.
So in a way, these people who sign up to help you out with this are really kind of helping to secure grant money.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see it that way.
Well, no, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I mean, you know, anytime that you hear about stuff like that, you hear about, you know, a governmental entity secured funds for something, you always kind of wonder how that's done. So to actually give people a chance to be a part, an active part of that process, I think is a good idea.
Yeah, we're really excited about it because it's one of those things where we can speculate all we want about what we think the problems are. But until you talk to the residents and a lot of different residents, you just don't know for sure.